Hello and welcome to Zee Humura Show. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing lovely. My name is Humura Ruth and welcome to the show. Today's episode is going to be really short. It's just a short mini beauty tutorial to spice up your eyeshadow and to spice up your makeup look. So stay tuned. Now, another trick to draw your wing, if that seemed intimidating a bit, is that you can create a small triangle where where your eyebrow stops at the end of your eyebrow. You can create a diagonally facing triangle. I don't know if that makes sense. A tiny triangle. And then with that triangle, you start to join its edges to the rest of the eye. I hope that makes sense. So you have a tiny triangle at the end of your eyebrow, very tiny triangle, and its bottom is obviously has two corners. So get one corner and drag it slowly but surely, small strokes, like I said before, to your middle eyelid, the center of your eyelid, and keep dragging it till on inner corner. Small strokes. Don't worry, if it's very small, you can build on top of them. It's easier to correct a small mistake. And then with the other last corner of the triangle, drag it to where your eyelids split up, and then you have a winged eyeliner. I hope this tutorial is easy and nice to make because I loved this look. It's very minimal, it's not too much, but it's actually a lot if you think about it, because you have a lot of eyeshadow going on. But then again, you don't have to blend, you don't have to have a whole eyelid filled with colors and everything else. It's very simple, it's very minimalistic, and I got this one from Sheila the makeup artist. You can look her up on Instagram and Facebook at Shilat Makeup Artist or at Shilat Makeup. Shilat is spelled as Shillat, and you'll be able to find her. You can also connect with me on social media. My handles are at Humura_Ruth, that's on Instagram. Humura is spelled as Humura, and then on Twitter at Humura Ruth, on Facebook at Zhumura, that's spelled as Zhumura, and then my blog is zhumura.wordpress.com, where we talk about all things beauty. And if you have any trouble, don't hesitate to let us know. Have a good day. So this makeup look is called the double eyeshadow wing, and I learned it from Sheila the makeup artist. If you don't know Sheila the makeup artist, she's based in Garden City and she's worked with celebrities like Winnie Naji, Bettina Tiana, Sheila Gashumba, and so many others to mention but a few. Here's the makeup tutorial. So basically it comes from a minimalistic point of view. Usually when you wear eyeshadow, you wear a full makeup look, you have a lot of color on your eyelid. Sometimes it can be a lot to work with, sometimes it can be a lot to blend, sometimes it can be confusing to work with different colors, and plus it takes a lot of time to perfect a full eyelid makeup. I'm talking about cut creases or just everyday makeup looks that where you wear eyeshadow on your full entire eyelid. I don't know if that makes sense, because when it comes to that, you need to pick out the perfect colors to work with. Those are usually 3 or 4 colors, and then you need to learn how to blend and make sure that the colors work well with you. But today's makeup look is a double eyeshadow wing liner, and which is really, really easy, really, really simple, because it doesn't take up the entire lid space and it gets straight to the point. Now, we all know the classic eyeliner. Eyeliner has been a classic, winged eyeliner, winging your eyeliner. When you talk about winging eyeliner, for me, what comes to my mind is Adele. She always has that smooth, clean, sleek, drugged eyeliner, which is always gorgeous. It's always done in black, which I think is amazing. Many people always do their winged eyeliner in black, and I've not really seen a lot of people do it in another color. But this time, we're going to do that winged eyeliner, but with a lot of different colors from your eyeshadow palette. Now, for this look, because our red eyeshadow from the BH Cosmetics was not popping as we desired, we decided to take the look to our next step. We got the Fenty Beauty lip paint in the shade Uncensored, the Stunner lip paint in the shade Uncensored, which is a very red, strong, powerful shade from the Fenty Beauty line, and we applied it directly on top of that red shade. Remember, everything we're doing now is being created on top of that concealer cut wing liner. So we applied the red shade on top of that the lip paint from Fenty Beauty right on top of our cut winged eyeliner. After that, we had to set the lip paint, because it's a lip paint. It could smudge, it could move, it could settle into the creases and everything else, which would be a bit messy with a little red eyeshadow if you like. But even if you didn't like to, if you don't want to set it again, or if you don't want to feel like you're packing a lot of color on your eyelids, you can move on to the next step, which is applying the lash glue right on top of your where you place your eyelashes, which is really right above your natural lashes. It shouldn't go so far to create a gap between your natural lashes and the fake lashes. So if you're going to wear fake eyelashes, you just apply your lash glue. The reason we're applying the lash glue right now is because we're going to apply glitter later, and you don't want to apply glitter and then apply lash glue, because the glitter will smudge into the lash glue and create a whole mess. So apply your lash glue right onto your lash line, making sure it's as thin as can be, because we already have a little space for our eyeshadow winged liner. Thereafter, apply your glitter glue if you'd like, or you could just put on your glitter from whatever brand you're using on top of your cat winged eyeliner. For this look, we use the Pat McGrath Venom Microfine Glitter. It is a beautiful red, ruby red glitter that looks expensive, and it can kind of create a velvety look on top of the lip paint, which makes it look classy and gorgeous. So we apply that glitter right on top of the eyeliner that we created and dragged it out. Thereafter, applying the glitter, then we put on our eyelashes immediately, because we had put on the eyelash glue, remember. So this look is just about packing color onto the eyelids, but working with one color this time and working with a smaller space. This way you don't get to wear a full eyelid of eyeshadow, and you get to wear minimal eyeshadow by making it look classy, making it look stylish, and making it look fresh and new. Now, when you keep packing the reds, because we started off with the red from the BH Cosmetics, and then there's lip paint from Fenty Beauty, and now we're using a red glitter, all that packing on of red is making it richer and thicker, and you're getting different textures and different shades of red and putting them all together beautifully, so the eye is going to pop more, it's going to stand out even more, it's going to look even more gorgeous, and with the glitter it's going to shine whenever the light hits it. So apply your lashes. Now for the lower lash line, we started off with concealer right at the bottom of the lashes, right below your lashes, a little concealer with a small concealer brush like we used before, and then we set the concealer if you'd like. But this time you don't really have to set your concealer with setting powder, because you don't want to create a thick under eye kind of look or situation. So because usually even when you're working with normal makeup, you put concealer underneath your eyes, not to make them look thick but thinner. So it's better if you use an eyeshadow shade of your choice this time around. For us, we use the green eyeshadow from the BH Cosmetics eyeshadow Take Me Back to Brazil palette, and we applied it smoothly underneath the eyes. Now it's up to you to make this bigger or smaller, but I would recommend making it a little thin. You don't want to have to seem like you have green color dropping from your eyelids to the bottom, which is wrong. So the size of your brush, the size of your tiny concealer brush, should be the size of, you know, what's going underneath your eyelashes. So apply that gently, blend it out, make sure you don't have harsh lines. When it comes to makeup, this look really awful unless you're doing something structural. So blend it all out underneath your eyes, the green eyeshadow, and to make it a little more fun and to make it true to its name, you can drag that green slightly, very ever so slightly, with a very thin brush and with a very light touch right above, just underneath your red eyeliner. I don't know if that makes sense. So from your green eyeshadow, where you put it underneath your eyes, brush it all through underneath your lower lash line, keep coming up with it until you almost reach your red cat wing eyeliner, and drag it ever so slightly underneath the cat red wing eyeliner. That will create a double eyeshadow winged look. So you have a winged eyeliner with two different colors that could look complex, but it's actually easier to do than you ever thought. And remember, if this seems intimidating, you can send me a message and we will create a whole tutorial again just for you, or you can visit zihuma.wordpress.com. And then to make your eyes bigger, because we have all this color going on, we have a red sitting up on your upper lashes, and we have a green sitting down on your lower lashes, apply a white eyeliner into your inner waterline. Like you would draw eyeliner into your waterline, this time apply a white eyeliner. What this will do, it will open up your eyes, it will make them seem brighter and bigger and not overwhelmed with all the color. So go into your inner lash line and apply a white eyeliner just into your inner lower lash line, and then you're good to go, because you already have your lashes on and everything else is on, and then you're good to go. That is how you do the double eyeshadow winged eyeliner tutorial. I hope this is not difficult to do. I think the tricky part that many people find intimidating is when it comes to drawing the wing. So the process is the same as you would if you're wearing eyeliner without anything else. So first prime your eyelids. You can use a primer of your choice. You can use a moisturizer of your choice. And then make sure the base is clean and your eyelids are primed to perfection. Just make sure they're moist and looking good. Then get your concealer. You need a small brush for this makeup look. Actually, I didn't name the requirement. So you need a small brush. You need white eyeliner. You need an eyeshadow palette. And you need eyelashes, lash glue, glitter glue. That's all. So get your tiny brush. I'm talking about a brush you'd use ideally to draw your eyeliner onto your eyes. It's that kind of small brush. So get it, dip it in a little bit of concealer, or put a little bit of concealer onto the brush, and then start out with small strokes starting from the middle of the eye and drag them out slowly but surely out to the outer corners of the eye and form your wing. If you don't know how to form a winged eyeliner, you can visit sihumura.wordpress.com. I have a full tutorial with images on how to do that exactly. Draw out your wing using your concealer. Remember, start with very small strokes, because it's always easier to correct small strokes that can create huge messes than correcting big makeup strokes. When you create a big mistake in makeup, it's harder to wipe or clean or make better compared to when you make a small mistake. So start out with small strokes starting from the middle of your eyelid and drag them out tinily, slowly and slowly, creating a wing. And then come back and fill out your inner corner of the eye with a little line, just to make it look like a real cut winged eyeliner. After you filled out your concealer in a winged eyeliner shape or form, make sure you set it. Whenever you work with concealer, you always want to set it to avoid it from smudging or sitting in the thin lines of your eyes, in case your eyes have lines or creases within them. So set your eyeshadow, preferably with a loose powder, or if you don't have a loose setting powder, even a compact setting powder could help you. Or you can use an eyeshadow color of your choice. Now, the look I'm sharing with you is one we did live together. And you can go look on my Instagram page at humura_Ruth. Or go to zhumura.wordpress.com. The full look with images is there. Thereafter, oh, by the way, make sure as you're setting your powder, you still use a small clean brush to set it on top of the concealer. Don't let anything else get outside of your concealer. When you look in the mirror, your winged eyeliner should look good, should look perfect. If it doesn't look good or perfect, you can conceal as you correct. Remember, use small strokes. It's always easier to correct smaller mistakes compared to the bigger ones. And whenever you're drawing your winged eyeliner, do not target your eye or pull it, because that will make you create a wrong shape. As much as it looks more comfortable to do your eyeliner while tugging at your eyelids, you're actually not creating the exact look, because when you release your eyes, they will crease and something else will be happening there. So draw out your cut winged eyeliner nice and smooth, drag it almost to your eyebrows, outer eyebrow point, but don't touch them, and then bring your tiny brush still with concealer. I've gone back to the concealer step, I'm sorry. And then from the where your eyelids slit, just at the outer corner, drag a little concealer up to meet your wing, and then you create your cut winged eyeliner. Now we went on to the step where you set your concealer with a loose setting powder. Setting prevents smudging it and will help the concealer last long. While we're using a concealer is to create a clean lighter base, because colors are going to bounce off better and are going to pop more even on a clean lighter base. Thereafter, get your eyeshadow, of your choice. You remember, you could have set with your eyeshadow of your choice or whatever, but this time around we were using the BH Cosmetics Take Me Back to Brazil eyeshadow palette, and we chose a red shade to set our concealer. So set your concealer with that red shade, bearing in mind that you're staying within the lines of your cut winged eyeliner.